I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This went from something that had the potential to be funny to something that is just really creepy. What's one of our favorite neighborhoods in the city, Colin?
All of them. I think that story from Shadyside. I love Shadyside. I love Walnut Street.
We've both been up and down Walnut Street a million times in our life. Shadyside is a beautiful neighborhood.
Grew up going there. I mean, that was the place where we probably had our first illegal legal beer inside of a place. It was the old docks. That was my old haunting. Me and my friend Kenny Schultz, who's now an attorney in the city, Doug Ostrowski and all those kids we grew up running around with. Walnut Street is a gem.
If you were hanging out at William Penn Tavern, you're sitting at the corner of the bar, munching on
which came into play after my heyday.
Yes.
But yes.
You're hanging out there. You're talking to Ratner, assuming he's not trying to cut off his own finger back in the kitchen. And he said, hey, you can't believe this. There's this guy running down Walnut Street naked the other day. You'd kind of have a chuckle over it, right? Oh, come on. Naked guy running down the street?
I mean,
what?
Well, yeah, because it's a bohemian sort of place, you know?
At least it used to be.
It's not as odd as maybe it would be in some other parts of town, but you'd still get a little eyebrow raised. Like, well, is there a protest happening, maybe,
right, you think? He's burning his underwear for some reason.
Is he mad at the Apple store?
Right.
Like, what is he doing?
Does he still have a mask on?
Yeah. Right.
This very quickly goes from funny to creepy. People have posted on Instagram. There's a story about it on Channel 11 I saw. There's a dude just running around Shadyside, not literally running, walking around Shadyside, peering in people's windows, different apartment buildings, completely naked, except for the mask, of course.
What time of day?
Stay safe. At night.
He got to go. He needs his ass beat. Gotta go.
He just needs dragged into wherever you drag people. I mean, first of all, indecent exposure. Spend a few days at the ACJ and we'll work that part out. And then you go to some place where they figure out why you are the way that you are, that you're oddly running around, peering through people's windows late at night, 2 a.m, completely naked.
Remember the Fort Pitt Bridge naked jogger and the jogger that was all around the city? That happened a couple summers ago.
There was another I saw when I was researching this story. I had forgotten about it, but I guess 3 years ago, I want to say like summer of 18, there was another instance of some dude running around Shadyside naked, like jumping on cars, like a bath salts type situation.
Oof. Now, question. Now, here's the meat of the story here.
Whoa,
okay?
Careful.
No. I didn't even mean to say that. But here's the whole crux and the meat of the story. You come out, let's say, I don't know, you forgot something in your car, okay? And it's 1:30 in the morning, 2 in the morning, and you live on Maryland or Howe or somewhere, one of those streets over there. And you walk out, and you go, I got to go to my car. Yeah, damn, I forgot something for work. I forgot that something I need. There's a folder in there.
Go
and you go out, and all of a sudden you walk out, and you make it down your little steps, and you see the guy.
Right. What's he doing? Is he just walking down the street?
He's hurriedly walking right in front of you, and you make eye contact. You go, oh. What is your play? You got your cell phone in your pocket. But he's within. Do you try to hawk him down and grab him? Do you yell?
No, I don't call? I'm not touching the naked dude.
I follow him.
You follow him?
I follow him as I'm on my cell phone calling the police, probably. Like, especially, now listen, especially if it's been advertised that this guy's sort of on the lam a little bit.
Right.
That they're looking for him.
Yeah,
I definitely
snap a picture, not for my own personal consumption, but to give to the police. I call them immediately, and I say, hey, naked dude walking down Ellsworth at 2 a.m. You guys
now
might want to be aware.
I'll be frank. If he has been proven to be like a peeping Tom or or peering into.
Right.
He might get his ass kicked. He might get grabbed here. He might at least get detained by me or an attempt to be detained.
Well, what would happen is if you decide to verbally confront the guy, like, hey, what are you doing looking in my window? My girlfriend's trying to go to sleep. You weirdo, get the hell out of here. And then he says,
well, I got to size him up to figure. You got to do a quick tail of the tape. Not at that thing, but a quick tail of the tape on, all right, if I decide to get in sort of a confrontation with this guy, first of all, you quickly can ascertain he's probably not armed naked. Right? So you're okay there. Well, at least that
depending
kind of way.
On yes. Yeah.
But you can I'm quickly ascertaining here and doing the tail of the tape. Who's favored in this matchup? Is this guy going to kick my ass
or am I
going to kick his ass?
Naked guy inherently gets a little bit of an advantage because he's naked guy. And you look, most fights aren't like boxing matches, right?
Right.
Somebody hits somebody else, and then it turns into a wrestling match, right? And guys end up on the ground, one guy pinning another to the ground or whatever, scuffling around a bit. Nobody wants to do that with naked guy.
It's why the real tough guys take their shirts off so that there's nothing to grab onto.
I don't want you to grab anything.
Right. So I would quickly do a one-up, like up and down, sort of. How do I think I'm going
to
fare?
Down to a certain point. And then
how am I going to fare in all of this? Once that happened, real quick, the inventory happened, then I'd decide my move. More than likely, I would just stay really close to the guy and follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Because now generally, and I don't know what it's sort of that zone and all the police and everything. Generally, there's a policeman. If you walk around Shadyside for 10 minutes, 15 minutes,
especially
Walnut Street corridor, yeah, you're going to bump into a policeman. But I would call and probably follow the guy.
I think
if he's looking in my window, though.
That's different. I go out and verbally confront.
He's catching one straight away. I come outside, he's catching one.
I don't immediately go straight to physical assault. Because the naked guy angle of it has me concerned.
I might lose. But he's going to get hit hard once, at least, extremely hard.
Well,
I'm getting one in that's going to hurt.
See, before I go that far, I'm giving him you got to get the hell out of here, you weirdo. Or I'm calling the cops. And then I call the cops anyway. But if he's still hanging out, Matt, what's the play here?
Yeah, I think you've got to do something physically here. That guy.
Well, okay. Let's paint this picture then, Matt.
Well, we've come to the conclusion this isn't innocence. This isn't some college prank, right?
No, this looks like a middle-aged dude.
This is, yes.
Okay, so you run out. Dude's peering through your window. You're like, what the hell? Is that a naked guy looking? You run outside. You're like, listen, pal, get the hell out of here before I call the cops. He says, said something weird or doesn't make any sense.
I'll give him that. Okay. I'll give you the, hey, get out of here. But if he gives me any kind of, what do you mean?
Why are we assuming he talks like that? What if
just
he has a very deep voice?
Just because he's a weirdo.
No, he's a weirdo. He's got to have that kind of voice.
That's the weirdo voice? Okay.
But it's got to be that voice. And here's the problem, though. Let's say you take a swing at him, you hit him, you get one good shot in, and then he like tries to tie you up.
No.
And now you're wrestling with a naked guy in the middle of the street.
Tough. All right, text here. This guy's been doing this for a while now. I worked at an apartment complex in Shadyside. We installed privacy fences and window bars on the ground floor.
Really?
This was all the way back in June. The cops apparently know who it is, or at least they think they know who it is, but they haven't caught him in the act.
So we
to
need
speak.
To catch him in the...
I don't know. There's enough security. Now, here's the other part.
There's enough footage.
In terms of leering and peering and knocking on doors and running and things like that, we as a society have pretty much eliminated this situation through Ring cams. You can't... It's not like it's an anomaly or an outlier that people have security cams now. Now it's the other way.
Yeah.
Everybody has it, and it's a situation where it's an outlier if you don't get caught on camera doing something in public.
So, if they know who he is and they've got enough video and photo evidence of it, then...
Well, I don't want to take that as gospel because I don't want to go ahead and that the police aren't doing their job.
No. I'm not implying that. I'm saying if they do have that much information, it's time to roll. You know, give them the old...
Yeah. But this is going to be – it's interesting to see how this is all going to end.
Not well for him.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
I bet he gets caught soon. Jogger on the – go by the tunnel, though, on the Fort Pitt Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy, that footage.
Yeah.
That's got to be a bath salts or meth type situation. You're on some kind of hallucinogen.
I think I can safely say I'll never get to that place. I hope not. I mean, I'll never get to that place.
Yeah, that's a long way to go.
Unless you're just really old at that point and Like, it doesn't,
like out of it?
It doesn't take, yeah, it doesn't take like any kind of drugs to get you to that place.
Oh, but you're just already loopy.
Yes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.